Friday. Today's November the 11th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look today at the recent WASDE report, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, as they were able now to take harvest numbers into account and come up with a better estimation of what all is in the pipeline. We'll have all the details coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the USDA on Friday dropped soybean production by 121 million bushels to 4.461 billion bushels and lowered corn production 60 million bushels to 15.143 billion bushels. The soybean yield was cut to 51.7 bushels to the acre. That's down a bushel and a half per acre from the October number. And corn yield was pegged at 183.1 bushels per acre, down 0.7 bushels per acre, but notably it's still a record. Now, the USDA released its November crop production and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report back on Friday afternoon, and Friday's new crop U.S. ending stocks estimates were neutral to slightly bullish for corn. They were bullish for soybeans and neutral on wheat, that according to DTN lead analyst Rhett Montgomery. World ending stock estimates from the USDA were neutral to slightly bullish for corn, bullish for soybeans, and neutral to slightly bearish for wheat, he said. Looking at the details, corn production for the 24-25 crop is projected at 15.143 billion bushels. That's down 60 million bushels from a month ago. USDA also trimmed the yield by 0.7 bushels per acre to 183.1, and harvested acres remained the same at 82.7 million acres. Now, for demand, USDA held firm. They projected total feed and residual use being held at 5.825 billion bushel. Ethanol use is forecast at 5.45 billion bushel, with total domestic use forecast at 12.665 billion bushel, and then corn exports are forecast at 2.325 billion bushel. Ending stocks for the 24-25 crop were at 1.938 billion bushel. That is down 61 million bushels for last year. They're targeting the farm gate price for the 24-25 crop, remaining at 410 a bushel. As far as soybeans go, they slashed the estimate for the national average soybean yield by 1.4 bushels, that now at 51.7 bushels per acre, after leaving acreage unchanged, and the production forecast then fell to 4.461 billion bushel from last month. That's just barely behind the 2021 record. Now, on the demand side, USDA trimmed the 24-25 crush demand by 15 million bushel and exports by 25 million bushel. The residual use was trimmed by 1 million bushel. As a result of production and demand changed, ending stocks dropped to 470 million bushel, and that is 80 million bushel less than a month ago. They pegged the national average farm gate price at $10.80 a bushel. And then wheat. The USDA pegged U.S. wheat production at 1.971 billion bushel in November. That is unchanged from October's estimate. USDA estimated ending stocks at $815 million in November. That's an increase of 3 million bushel from the October estimate. And U.S. wheat use is estimated then at 1.937 billion bushel, and that's an increase of 2 million bushels from October. The exports were left unchanged at 825 million bushel, while the USDA estimated the farm gate price at $5.60. That is down a dime from what it was in October. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. When we talk agriculture, we also talk food. And recently, the 2024 World Food Prize recognition took place and the Norman Borlaug International Dialogue on Food Security. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2024 World Food Prize Laureate Award Celebration.
World Food Prize Foundation President Terry Branstad with greetings from the Iowa Capitol Building in Des Moines, home for the annual Laureate Presentation Ceremony. This year's recipients of the Nobel Prize for Agriculture were presented their honor recently for their work developing global plant gene banks. Jeffrey Houghton of the United Kingdom and Canada and Kerry Fowler of the United States.
I got to realize the value of genetic diversity. I was starting a breeding program from scratch. You cannot breed unless you have genetic diversity. You need to have different traits that you can bring across together to select new varieties.
Later in life, when I encountered crop diversity and realized how important that was to the future of the world and food security, it didn't seem out of place to somehow try to create a global system for conserving it in perpetuity.
The laureate participated in various sessions during the coinciding Norman Borlaug International Dialogue. The theme of the 2024 edition was Seeds of Opportunity, Bridging Generations and Cultivating Diplomacy. Among the areas of focus during the event, increasing food security in the African continent. Several sessions discussed aspects of these efforts, including one featuring Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and former United Nations Ambassador Andrew Young.
One half of the increased population in the world over the course of the next several decades is going to come from the African continent. It bodes well for us to understand each other in order to help those countries mature their economies, create farming and production agriculture that's capable of helping produce the food to feed their people.
If we see Africa as an opportunity rather than a problem, I don't think there are any limits to what we can do.
Secretary Vilsack's press conference at the Borlaug Dialogue was among several side events. Various international and national governments and organizations, as well as land-grant universities, provided opportunity to share what they were doing in the global food security realm. That included Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor, introducing the new Food for Opportunity program and discussing various USDA global food assistance and trade offerings.
Food for Progress is one of them. The McGovern-Dole program are market development programs, MAP, FMD, TASC, which is targeted to specialty crops, emerging markets programs.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.